This week on the Writer's Detective Bureau, the Ripoff episode. I'm Adam Richardson, and this is the Writer's Detective Bureau. Welcome to episode number 65 of the Writer's Detective Bureau, the podcast dedicated to helping authors and screenwriters write professional quality crime-related fiction. Unfortunately, this week, I am totally ripping you off by only answering one question, and it's about burglary. And real quick, I need to thank my Gold Shield patrons Deborah Dunbar, CC Jameson, Larry Keaton, Vicky Tharp, Chris Ann, Larry Darter, Natalie Borelli, and all of my Coffee Club patrons for their support month after month. So to learn more about setting up your own Patreon account for your author business, visit writersdetective.com/Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Welcome to the Ripoff episode, sponsored by, not really, Stanley Steamer. Okay, I'm calling this the Ripoff episode, not because this week's only question is about burglary, but because I literally need to be on the road in half an hour, and my entire scheduled recording time today has my neighbor getting their carpets cleaned by Stanley Steamer. Now, they do a great and thorough job, which means they have been making noise for hours, and I'm trying to get this episode recorded while the steamer's pump is off right now, so let's get into it. This week's question comes from Stephanie Burnham. Can you describe how the police handle a residence that's been burgled? In Baltimore, I saw a burglary detail visit the victim, and they dusted for fingerprints, surveyed for footprints, and used Ziploc bags for dust and fiber particles. Is it the same in California? San Diego, per se? Before I get into answering Stephanie's question, just real quick, burglary is the crime of intentionally entering a building to commit theft or any felony. In some states, they may refer to this as breaking and entering, but in California and San Diego in particular, the crime is burglary, which is a very different crime from robbery, which is the taking of property from a person through force or fear. So just remember, a house isn't robbed, it's burglarized. All right, to answer your question, Stephanie, burglaries are initially investigated by the patrol officers that respond to the initial call that the resident made to the police, and they will take a report as to what was taken. They will note especially the time frame for when it could have possibly happened, and then they'll search for evidence just as you saw in Baltimore. And that could mean dusting for fingerprints or even canvassing the neighborhood to identify witnesses or find neighbors with surveillance cameras or Ring doorbells that may have caught footage of the suspects. Most patrol cars will have a latent fingerprint kit for them to be able to dust for prints and a basic crime scene kit for collecting evidence. But if it's going to be an extended forensic search, they may call for CSI. And CSI could be the department's forensic science team, or it could be somebody on the patrol squad that has a little bit more CSI training and has a more advanced CSI kit assigned to them. So it could be one of those two things. Once the report is written, it may go to a detective for follow-up, or the case may be suspended if there aren't any further leads. And like I've said before on this podcast, it's not about the money, it's about the money. Burglary is one of those crimes that will fall by the wayside when it comes to detective workload, when staffing is short due to either more pressing cases or budget cutbacks. If your detective bureau has been cut back to 5 detectives when there used to be 7 or 8, which cases are going to be given priority? The rapes, murders, and robberies, or the car or home burglaries? This is unfortunately especially true in California, where property crime suspects receive little to no jail time despite committing rashes of felonies. So if a detective is actually working a burglary case, they're going to try to determine whether the new case matches the MO of any previous cases or any cases in neighboring jurisdictions. When I worked property crimes, I was part of a network of other property crimes detectives throughout Southern California that shared info on MOs and known suspects. And Stephanie, you can get an idea of what the current burglary situation looks like in San Diego by checking out crimemapping.com. San Diego PD participates in crime mapping at this website, along with, I believe, the Sheriff's Department and even their Harbor Patrol or Harbor Police. So you can search for San Diego Police under the California area, and then once the map populates, click the What tab in the left column, then hit deselect all, and then just select burglary. As I'm recording this on October 26, 2019, there are 60 burglary records in the city of San Diego for just the last 7 days. So you can certainly change the date range and see just how much work your burglary detective has cut out for her. So thanks for the question, Stephanie. And if you want to see specifically just San Diego Police Department, the link for that is crimemapping.com/map/agency/329. So I will make it easy just by putting it in the show notes at writersdetective.com/65. And that way you can check not only San Diego PD, but anywhere else that reports to crimemapping.com to see if the data for where you've set your story is plugged in there as well. All right, I apologize for making this such a short episode. I can tell that the Stanley Steamer guy is about to start up the motor here in just a second. So I will be sure to make up for it next week. And to help me do that, please send me your questions. Just go to writersdetective.com/podcast and just fill out the form with your question. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week and write well.